Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the singular freedom of living and walking in Christ. Chapter 2. The unique freedom granted by Christ. Galatians 5, 1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. After becoming aware of the fact that liberty is one of the essential, integral, and inseparable aspects of the salvation offered by God to human beings through His gospel, the Christian is also called to stand fast in the specific freedom granted by the Lord, and not in every kind of concepts of liberty offered to him or her in the world. Although, in the present world, occurs a propagation of many propositions by which people seek to disseminate types of freedom through which they claim to be able to practice thoughts, words, and deeds in ways devoid of any control or rules, these liberty propositions cannot provide what they claim to offer or cannot lead people to true freedom, and may even lead them to new or deeper degrees of imprisonment. A proposition that seeks to claim that a person is free to do everything one intends to do refers to a deceitful and false freedom proposition, for it tries to mislead people into thinking that they are free to do what they want and that they will not be subject to the fact that their actions may come across their respective consequences, contradicting so directly the instructions of the Scriptures that warn people to be prudent in what they do, such as the following texts. Galatians 6, 7-8. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Proverbs 3, 5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh, and strength to your bones. The liberty by which Christ has made us free is not a kind of freedom for a person to be able to do what one wants according to one's own understanding, according to the desires of the flesh or soul, or according to the mentality of the world. The liberty by which Christ has made us free is the freedom that puts a person in a new condition of life and righteousness so that one also can act according to this new position granted to him or her by the Lord. A life of freedom in the Lord is not God's consent or permission for a person to adopt a position of opposition or rebellion against all that is appropriate or against all sorts of positions of eminence established in the most diverse nations for the benefit of their peoples. The liberty by which Christ has made us free is the freedom that puts a person in a new condition so that one can live and walk in the Lord and according to the will of the heavenly kingdom, something that a person would never be able to do dissociated from the liberty by which Christ has made us free. The liberty by which Christ has made us free is not the freedom that extends God's grace to people so that they may deliberately walk in sin and still have all their sins forgiven. The liberty by which Christ has made us free is the freedom of overflowing mercy that forgives the sins that a person has committed or still may eventually commit, but it is also the liberty in which the heavenly grace teaches or educates a person to overcome the passions of the flesh to live and walk in the present world in a sober, righteous, and godly way. Titus 2, 11-12. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. 1 John 2, 1-2. My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only but also for the whole world. Romans 6, 14-16. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? The righteousness of God offered to us in Christ Jesus came into the world to reveal the provision for the liberation of people from the yoke of sin and its principal consequences, not to be complicit in the association of people with sin. In Christ, a person is called to liberty to be able to walk an eternally profitable course of life in which one is justified before the Lord and in the Lord to be no more a slave to sin, even though sin surrounds him or her so nearly in the present world. Hebrews 12, 1-2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In Christ Jesus, even if a person is in prison in the world, materially speaking, one can live and walk according to the will of God, for the freedom that Christ extends to everyone who believes in him is firstly liberty in the heart, so that at all times and everywhere an individual may choose to follow the instruction of the Lord's truth. Colossians 3, 4-11. When Christ, who is our life, appears, or manifests himself, then you also will appear, or be manifested, with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Although the Lord is fully powerful to free people who believe in him also from material prisons, it is not primarily or necessarily this aspect that is provided by the liberty by which Christ has made us free. The freedom offered by the Lord is granted to those who believe in him so that they may first be instructed by the Spirit of the Lord in all things, even though some may not be freed from the physical prisons in which they find themselves in the present world. In other words, the most expressive prisons in the present world are not necessarily physical or natural, but they are those that limit people's understanding of God's truth and liberty that there is in Christ Jesus for their hearts or souls. An individual's very natural and fragile body imposes several limitations on a person. However, an individual who is in Christ is not prevented from following the instruction of the Spirit of the Lord. Despite one's limited natural body, the Christian in Christ is free to be guided in everything by the Spirit of the Lord according to God's will, for in Christ, a person can have ample access to the Lord's heavenly places. Hebrews 10, 19-22. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Ephesians 2, 4-6. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If a person has the Spirit of the Lord in his or her heart and follows the instruction of the Holy Spirit, One is free in the Lord even though there are some restrictions on coming and going in some natural or material aspects, as we recall below through some more texts related to the points mentioned in the last paragraphs. Romans 8, 11-15. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Through the liberty by which Christ has made us free, a person is free not only to abandon practices contrary to God and one's own life, but one is also able to live and walk in the Spirit, thus being able to attain the fruit or actions that result from the life in the Lord. By the liberty by which Christ has made us free, a Christian becomes free to live through faith in God and to do good, for in the Lord one is fortified according to the Spirit of the Lord, also exemplified by the following texts. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Galatians 5:22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. In the liberty by which Christ has made us free, a Christian can walk or behave in the world in ways that are beneficial to him or her and to others as one could never do according to the natural nature or being subject to the spiritual bondage that every person who is dissociated from Christ finds oneself. Even if an individual may enjoy an abundance of natural aspects, it is only in Christ Jesus that one can attain the foundation and conditions of freedom that will bring him or her benefits not only for the present but especially for eternal life. The theme of the liberty by which Christ has made us free has always been and always will be broad, beautiful, and immeasurably precious, which is, therefore, worthy of ample and continuous appreciation. On the other hand, considering that the liberty of a Christian in Christ, available to him or her even in the present world, has already been approached broadly in the subjects on the Gospel of God, especially in the Gospel of God's righteousness, the Gospel of salvation, and the Gospel of the grace of God, as well as in the theme about the Christian in the world in general, we will confine ourselves to making just a brief recollection of some central aspects concerning which the liberty by which Christ has made us free has brought deliverance, also accompanied by some of the respective texts through which they are evidenced or exemplified in the Scriptures. A. In Christ, a person finds deliverance from subjection to the powers of darkness. Colossians 1:13-14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. B. In Christ, an individual finds deliverance from every lawless deed or ungodliness. Titus 2:14. Who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. Romans 11, 26. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. See, in Christ, a person can find freedom from subjection to the passions that are in the world and in the flesh. 2 Peter 1, 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Galatians 5, 24. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Titus 3, 3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Romans 6, 19. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness, and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. D. In Christ, a person finds deliverance from the need for tutors to whom or which human nature is so attracted. And instead of being subjected to the bondage of these sorts of tutorship, one may enjoy the condition of being guided in the will of God by the Spirit of the Lord. Galatians 3, 24-4, 5. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. You were bought at a price, do not become slaves of men. E. In Christ, an individual finds deliverance from subjection to the first covenant, as well as from the curse and the veil associated with it and its law. Romans 7, 6. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Galatians 3, 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. 2 Corinthians 3, 14-16. But their minds were blinded. For until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. F. In Christ, it is provided the release of an individual from the strong conscience or convictions of the rules or transgressions so present in the Old or First Covenant. Hebrews 9, 15. And for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. G. In Christ, it is granted the liberation from subjection to the vain precepts of the habits, customs, or traditions of men. Colossians 2, 20-23. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men? These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. 1 Peter 1:18-19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. In Christ, a person has available the full provision to be freed from subjection to terrors and fears that try to afflict him or her in such a vile and cruel manner. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Hebrews 2:14-15. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. In Christ, an individual finds deliverance from subjection to strongholds, corrupted arguments, arrogant thoughts, and from the submission to a life of disobedience to God. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Psalms 19, 13-14. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. In Christ, the human being finds liberation from subjection to idols and acts of idolatry, as well as from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1:9-10. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. The liberty by which Christ has made us free is an unparalleled, unique, singular, or exclusive freedom because of what it frees people from, as well as because of that for which it frees people who believe in Christ as the Lord of their lives and who remain in him, which is why the Lord has also so emphatically stated the following words. John 8:36. Therefore if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.